This tweet crossed our desk. Paula Deen has no one to blame but herself. Get it? Butter, B-U-T-T-E-R. Food Network celebrity chef Paula Deen is known for her love of butter. One of her recipes is fried butter balls. And this week she's being lambasted after disclosing that for 3 years she's had type 2 diabetes, which according to the American Diabetes Association is linked to obesity. Now she's going to be the spokeswoman for Novo Nordisk, which makes diabetes drugs. She'll also tout healthy recipes on their website, if not on her show. But that's not enough for people who believe that for this type of diabetes, unlike type 1, lifestyle changes can help reverse the problem. Tom Philpott of Mother Jones writes, her message is clear. Eat all the junk food you want and don't worry, because the pharmaceutical industry will bail you out. So what happens now to Paula Deen's show, her cookbooks, her brand? Suzanne Vernitza is a reporter for The Wall Street Journal. Suzanne, you talk to branding experts who worry about this new campaign. But first, how's this going over in general?
There's a complete outcry by consumers out there that think this is a complete sham. And I think the real reason we're seeing this problem is she's known for this long that she's had these problems, and she's done nothing in terms of her show and her books to sort of promote this healthy lifestyle, which is sort of needed when you're combating diabetes. And that's a problem for her.
Well, sure. The criticism has been, you're still giving me these recipes, even though you know that they may have contributed to your disease. And for people who don't watch the show, we need to maybe listen to a little just to get a sense. She's made deep fried mac and cheese, a cheeseburger, which is the burger crammed between two glazed donuts. Let's listen to a little as she makes fried cheesecake. She wraps frozen slices of cheesecake in wonton skin along with chocolate chunks and then deep fries them before some final touches. Let's listen.
Before I cut this bad boy up, though, I think I need to run him through a little powdered sugar just in case he's not sweet enough. Now look at that. Do you see how that chocolate is melted?
Okay, so it's mouth-watering, but so unhealthy. Celebrity chef Anthony Bourdain tweets, I'm thinking of getting into the leg-breaking business so I can profitably sell crutches later. That's how people are viewing now her deal with people who make diabetes drugs.
Look, it's basically talking out of both sides of your mouth. I think the real crux of the problem is here. She basically is tiptoed around this question about, well, on your show, will you now begin to promote healthier lifestyle? And although her spokespeople are saying she's in discussions to do that, it's been slow going, and they keep pointing out that her son's new show is going to be more healthy and skew. But at the end of the day, she's going to be the face of this new diabetes drug. So why isn't she the one incorporating it into her every day? There's going to be real ramification here. Where is the fallout? I mean, where her brand was soaring up until now, and I think what will happen to her book sales, will people tune out? And given the reaction that we've seen on social media sites, I anticipate that there's definitely going to be some financial fallout for her.
Look, ultimately, this may be more healthful for the country. We remember years ago, decades ago, when Oprah switched from wild dieting that she was doing to talking about a healthier lifestyle. But Paula Deen told the New York Times that she thinks it's elitist to criticize her food. She says not everybody can afford money for a prime rib. I cook for regular families. To which nutrition expert Marion Nessel writes, really? Does she think that families can afford to pay $500 a month to drug companies for the drugs? So it sounds like it's going to take a while, whichever direction she goes in, for people to accept it.
Oh, absolutely. And I think we'll have to see if there's fallout from her brand, you know, financially. But, you know, I think consumers, we're used to seeing this. You know, in 2002, B.B. King simultaneously promoted Burger King and also did ads for blood sugar tests for diabetes. So, you know, I guess we all know that a lot of these ads are done with a grain of salt and people are getting paid to peddle these products. But when it's this blatant, I think the fact of the matter is people have Twitter and they're just going to complain and they're going to criticize. And there's just a quicker fallout nowadays.
Suzanne Vernitza, reporter for The Wall Street Journal, on celebrity chef Paula Deen, who has announced she has diabetes and will be working with a drug maker. Suzanne, thanks so much.
Thank you so much.